Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. In case you haven't noticed, our population is getting older and older. In fact, the fastest growing segment of the population is centenarians, which could also explain why we are seeing explosive growth in the development of assisted living centers and retirement communities, and in companies that serve those sectors, such as our next guest. Dr. John Robinson is co-founder and CEO of Well Zesta in Greenville, South Carolina. Today he's in our studio. John, welcome.
Thank you for inviting me.
So give us a brief history and overview of Well Zesta and your background, how all this came together.
We started Well Zesta in 2014, and it was really a convergence of many things. One is my interest in preventative medicine. It incorporated Kyle Robinson's interest and her industry experience with life plan communities and serving seniors. And then there were strong economic drivers that incentivized not only health systems, but also the life plan communities, our initial market, to really pursue preventative medicine and to keep their residents healthy.
Life plan communities, these are assisted living, retirement communities.
Yeah, life plan community is really the most comprehensive solution for active aging, which formerly was called continuing care retirement communities. The incoming residents are fully independent, and they can transition into more dependent care as the need arises.
Exactly what does Well Zesta do?
We provide quantitative wellness for these communities, and we do so through a cloud-based mobile health platform. Our software is sold to the community itself. Our principal aim is to engage the residents in wellness. It's essentially the principal communications platform that supports bidirectional communication with the residents at the community.
Walk us through a real-world example. What is happening in one of the communities that has your system up and running?
Typical use case, the resident is drinking their morning coffee. They touch on their iPad. They are prompted to check in, ask what their mood is, see the latest community announcements, see whether their friends are registered, look at meals, examine their own wellness score, and see what their performance has been to date.
And so the residents in the communities who have adopted your platform, they all will have an iPad, and then you guys will need to train them, right?
Yes. You can imagine the term senior is rather broad, that a 65-year-old may have a different awareness of technology than a 105-year-old. We have a very extensive training process for not only the staff, but for the residents. Really, what we're seeing is that some of the residents just rise to the occasion and they become the power users, and they're the ones that essentially motivate the others.
And has it been in the hands of any one community long enough yet for you to measure results?
It has. Each of the events at the community is tagged according to a wellness taxonomy that we developed. So essentially, by participating or being engaged, you collect points, and that the communities will actually reward their residents for achievement.
What is that community's wellness score before the system and after the system?
The average wellness score of the community goes up. The actual wellness programming hasn't changed that much, but the level of engagement is rising. Another statistic that we're particularly encouraged by is that we have an 85% participation daily in the software by the residents. And the mean age at the community, which I'm referring to, is 86.
And so to make this user-friendly so that it will be adopted, do you have seniors on your staff?
We do. We have seniors that function as our testers. Some are low vision. This is such a challenging product for our designers because they're accustomed to catering to the millennials. And one particular example that the seniors found very frustrating was they wanted a single button for the check-in. It didn't need to come up automatically. They wanted to touch that button every day. Say, every day you have to put in your PIN. Well, there was a mutiny. You make these assumptions, you see whether it sticks, and in the end, it was about I want a single button. And so those are the kind of user experience insights that you can only get from live testing.
Well, John, thank you so much for visiting our studio today.
It's been a pleasure.
Dr. John Robinson is co-founder and CEO of WellZesta, based in Greenville. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us through links to our social media network. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.